and Trotsky got up and sort of embraced me, as a, you know, in a Russian embrace, word, yeah. You know, and how that sort of took one, you know, yeah. Sort of your mind sort of went like the unexpected warmth of the greeting, you see. Took you some minutes to recover from. Then, you know, Trotsky was most interested. He was speaking English, but a very faulty English, in which you know, one explained, gave a report. He expressed his what I thought was in some ways directed as a criticism, but it was no need to. That is what he prefaced these remarks was the urgency of being completely factual about the situation, the situation in England.
Yeah,
you know that
he wanted facts from you.
Yes, he wanted facts. And he said, you know, at least at the commencement that that was, and that's, that stood in my mind. The you start from what is.
Yeah.
Yes. What is? That was his phrase. You start from what is.
Yeah.
And so one had a conversation with him about the English situation. He urged on us, and urged that meeting on the need for this English group to get out a paper, strive to get out a paper. He was most fulsome in his praise of the document, you know, the communist, the duplicated document.
Because it was so beautiful, we should just
Yes. Yeah. And, but the necessity to steadily build up forces and so on, and he wanted an English comrade to go to printing post to work with him in the secretariat at, you know, in printing post, yes. He wanted us to send an English comrade there. Then he spoke about the Russian business. So he questioning
about the ROP.
About the ROP, you know, the Russian, what they were, who they were, and also about one's Moscow experiences. Yeah. You see. And I told him, you know, because I thought he would be interested on this sort of. Military side, this, the military studies, you know, this business of where you sort of played at capturing a town, you know, insurrection, schools, mock-ups. Yes, and I can remember the mock-ups and remember telling him about the mock-ups of Hamburg, of Warsaw, of Dublin, you know, the Dublin was in. And he was particularly interested in the Irish one, the Irish Rising, particularly interested.